At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android. It's free. It's amazing. You can watch the network on the app. You can listen to the network on the app. It's got the TV and radio side. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. It's got in-game odds, stories, videos, highlights, got it all. The SportsGrid app. It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Every day, always, all the time. Right now, in fact. Just go to SportsGrid-Live. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench, two different podcasts every day, Monday through Friday, on iTunes or wherever you download podcasts. Let's take a look at the lineup tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. All right, 6 o'clock, it's Front Office Sports Today. 6:30, it's GTD with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. 8 o'clock East, it's the original OG, In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. At 10, it's Sports Rage. Tenny, Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. On Sports Grid Radio, it's the institution. Carver without Lisi this week. So your boy Carver High banging it out at night on his own on Sports Grid Radio. And he's got several guests, everything else. You'll dig it. Check it out. Sports Grid Radio, Sports Grid TV. You get it all on Sports Grid. Like I said, get on the grid and just stay there. And, you know, maybe order some extra tater tots. That's what I would do. Because last night I ate a whole bag of them. And I'm down. Whole I'm down bag. 12 pounds. A whole bag. Like, she brought out whole both. Bag. There was tots and fries. His gun doesn't like tots. So I said, oh, so you're not having any tots. And then the chopper said, I'm sick. And I went, sick? And she said, I don't feel good. I feel horrible. I can't eat. And she got up and left the table. And I went, I'm going to eat the whole effing thing. And I did the whole bowl, the whole bag. I ate it all. And I just kept putting salt on it, too. And I've had an open heart surgery. I just kept eating them and just I didn't care at all. And I had flank steak and I had corn on the cob and I had it all going. Carver, you would have been proud of me.
Yeah, you got to have that. I had the tots out. I guess it was when we were barbecue here. Monday, I think, the kids like them. So we had the tots out.
Who does
along with the grill? We will have quite the show tonight. I know Brady, Las Vegas golfer Brady Cannon's going to do some golf with me tonight on Carver and Lisi. Gentleman George Kurtz in the second
the
hour.
The old blue liner.
Blue liner hangs out a couple nights a week when Joe's out, so... Yeah, big show tonight on Carver and Lisi. Next question is, will the Cold Heels play? They still haven't called this game. I can't understand why. But we shall see.
It's not raining, is it?
It's pouring here. It's pouring.
Really?
It's not supposed to stop for the next several hours. So I don't know why they haven't pulled the plug.
Well, you live in Europe. I can't help you. It's not raining here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. In Manhattan, it's beautiful. And you live out there in Europe. I can't help you.
Yeah, it's pouring here. As far as the Knicks and the Pacers, they'll play Game 5 tomorrow night. in New York City at the world's most famous. This is -5 for the Knicks right now. 222.5 the total.
I mean, listen, honestly, there's no way they cover. There's no way they're going to. They'll be lucky they win. I mean, they will be literally lucky if they win. Now, enough already. Like, I'm a gigantic Knicks fan, and you never hear me bragging about the Knicks. All I ever say is it's been 30 years of suffering with this team. There is no, you know, like I heard all these guys, New York automatic game 4, going home to game 5, going to have a 3-2 lead. That's all I heard from everyone, opening to all these guys that played in the NBA said it. All these guys making hundreds of millions of dollars say it, and they're always wrong. They couldn't pick their nose in a traffic jam. I took the Pacers. Took the Pacers to win the series. Took the Pacers last night. I'll take the Pacers on Thursday night, tomorrow night. Like, what am I, stupid? Like, the Knicks, home court advantage. They have a home court disadvantage. Because they all want to have sex with Timothy Chalamet. I mean, I don't know. They show that guy more than they showed a game. Like, honestly, they can't even win in their building. The world's most famous place to lose. That's what they should call it. Everyone, have you ever noticed? Honestly, am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong, Carver. Everyone comes there to go off on them. It doesn't matter if it's the Rangers or the Knicks. It's just people, LeBron, like Kobe, who didn't like show up there to go off on them? And then they try to sell me all this Spike Lee and Clyde Frazier nonsense. Like there's some kind of good luck charms, but they're voodoo. They're voodoo. That's what they are. That Spike Lee is bad luck. Trust me when I tell you. They even put him on the front page of the newspaper after they win a game. Like, he has something to do with it. Like, there's something wrong with these people. They're demented. They're demented. They have no advantage. They suck. They've sucked for 30 years. They're not winning jack shack.
I thought he was done as the number one super fan of the Knicks. I thought that he had been replaced by that I don't even know that dude's name. The dude that keeps sitting next to Ben Stiller and the other guy that show up everywhere. I guess he's a big
Tracy
actor
Morgan,
now.
Tracy Morgan, the guy that vomits?
Timothy. No, the Timothy, Chalamet. Whatever his name is. Yeah, that guy. That guy's he's now the number one Knicks super fan. That guy's everywhere. They show him walking in the road games, home games, That guy is everywhere. I don't know where. Is he an actor?
He's a famous actor. He played
The Life That I Live Now. I have no clue.
Who's the guy? Bob Dylan, he played. And that was actually a really good movie. He's a really great actor, but I don't care.
I'm sure he is.
I don't care.
I haven't seen any of them.
Like, congratulations. Greatest actor ever. My wife wants to sleep with him. Everyone wants to sleep with him. The Knicks want to sleep with him. I don't care. I'm trying to win games here and win bets. I don't care about anything else. I really don't. I love movies. I don't care.
That's really all that should matter. Is that?
I will say this though, Paul Skeens is filthy. His stuff is filthy.
I was just going to say,
he's humiliating people again.
He's already got a couple strikeouts, and I actually didn't even realize that they had scored. How about this guy too? And me and you were dragging him a few weeks ago. This Hank Davis is suddenly hit. He had the RBI hit today. He had a homer last night in that big comeback. Like Hank Davis Henry finally finding his stroke here at the major league level, possibly. I hope so. That was the number one pick. I hope he could finally get it going.
Wouldn't it be great if Davis. He finally turned into something?
Yeah, then he'll want to leave with Skeens if he gets good. He'll be having a combo meal. You get
the
whole battery.
New Thurman Munson for the Yankees. He'll hit 50 homers.
Skeens and Henry Davis getting involved. That Horowitz finally in the lineup, too. He's the Pirate lineup suddenly coming around with some life
Horowitz.
Recently.
Wasn't he Horowitz. A composer? He played the piano.
Yes, he was. All right. We still have to do tonight's game. Of course, the Thunder are going to probably put the Timberwolves to rest tonight in OKC. So we will go through all of that after I talk to Cam, since I definitely don't have enough time to jam it in now with a minute left. So after me and Cam go through the Memorial Jacks tournament, we will get into tonight where, they need a big night from Ant, I guess. If Minnesota's got any shot of getting this thing back to home for game number six, they need Ant to really go off.
That they're going to, like, show up? Or it's an elimination game, which they say is the hardest to win, which I don't believe for 1 minute with a team like the Thunder. The question is, will they cover the 8.5 burger? That's the only question here tonight. This series is over.
I'm leaning to that they're going to cover the 8.5 in terms of Oklahoma City's going to cover the 8.5.
Yeah.
And that they're gonna beat them by double digits like they did everybody.
Said they're going to kill them. Gunner, who's a Thunder fan, thinks that the T-Wolves are going to cover.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. Carver High here with you. And of course, every week, the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, is with us as well as we get ready for another signature event, the Memorial Tournament. Jack's Tournament, Muirfield Village in Ohio, as we get ourselves ready. Another Scotty Scheffler chalk fest. But didn't win last week. Bermuda Ben Griffin, who me and Cam bet 7 or 8 times in February and March, decided to go and win this week. Cam, good to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you. If I'm the Prime Minister, I guess Keith Stewart's the president of the golf money, right, Carver?
Well, next week you would be, wouldn't you? Because the Canadian Open's next week.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's your open next week, Cam. The Canadian Open. Rory's going there to hide from the media. Rory's going up to Canada to make sure he doesn't have to talk to anybody. That's his whole plan.
What's up with Rory, man? This guy's been doing some weird stuff. This guy's got guy incognito. He's unreal.
You don't upset Jack, though, Cam, which is, I guess, and now Jack played it off like he wasn't upset. You could tell Jack gave a little dig at Rory for not showing up to his tournament this week. We know the deal here, Cam. Yeah. Before we get to the picks, Scheffler, I've got right now at under 3-1.
Me too.
He's plus 280. I think that maybe this week we can operate under the same assumptions that we did last week, which was maybe at least back yourself up with some without Scotty markets for whoever you do like this week, because you never know when he's going to run away and hide. But, of course, the rest, Xander, Morikawa, Thomas, Cantlay, Fleetwood, Aubert, Hovland, of course, who's won here before. That's the top of our board, the heavy, heavy chalk for the Memorial Tournament. Cam, I'll start here. You look at the last couple years since this became a signature event and you always had the top dogs at this thing. It's been a top dog win type of tournament. This is another thing. It's a tough track. You know, the winner's usually under minus 10, you know, and this is not a minus 15, minus 20. This is not going to be a birdie fest this week at Jack's place. He loves to give you a bit of a challenge. So here's where I'm going to go. I haven't played this guy once this year, I think, maybe once or twice, because he just hasn't been able to find the winner's circle. But if there's one place, Cam, he has come the closest the last 3 years, it is here at the Memorial, where he's lost in playoffs, come in second. Also, Colin Morikawa at 16-1. He will start my board. Patrick Cantlay also looking for a win. He has won here. I think he beat Morikawa in the playoff, Cam, three or four years ago?
He did.
So I'm going to go with two guys with some great history here, Morikawa and Cantlay at the top. Hideki Matsuyama has loads of top tens. He loves this track. 35-1, I think, is just honestly a slap in the face price for Hideki. Jordan Spieth probably should be a little bit longer, Cam, but I like the way he's playing and feel like the egg's going to crack. And I have taken the Irish Bear off of probation. I have not bet him since he gave me. He gave me some.
You let him out of his cage.
I'm letting him out of the cage this week because it's a tough course at 4-1 for the Irish Bear.
Love it, Carver. We got some of the same things, and I think the Hideki Matsuyama has also won this event before too. So this is tell you one thing, Carver. Look for the big wigs because they like to play for Jack, right? You're not going to get one stiff at 200-1 that shows up in this event. It's very tricky.
No.
The rough is penal. You got to hit like fairways, and like it's in Ohio, so you know that grass is thick. I'm with you, but I'm going to start with Hovland at 35-1, a guy that's won here before. I love Victor Hovland. You never know what you're going to get with this guy this year. Always tinkering. Here we talked about it. I got Matsuyama at one of my books at 38-1. This is one of the best value bets of the week, Carver. I'm glad you're on it too. He's won here, top fives, top tens. He loves Jack. It's honorable for him. You know Hideki will put his best effort forward, and that means almost a win. He'll be on page one. Shane Lowry, I let the bear out of the cage too. Dangerous. Denny McCarthy at 50-1. And oh my God, is it a corn eating contest? Who's got the sharpest teeth? Matt Fitzpatrick. Sink one, buddy. This is your type of track. Keep it in the fairway and hit some putts, buddy. 60-1. Let's go.
Another guy, Cam Fitzpatrick, who's got some really good finishes at this place and usually plays well on hard courses. I had Dangerous Denny McCarthy a couple years ago here when he lost to Hovland, which he absolutely yacked that tournament away. So I'll have McCarthy and Fitzpatrick on my card as well, Cam. But I'm not going to go the full way with them. T10 for me for Dangerous Denny at plus 360. Top 20 for Fitzpatrick at a plus 140. I've got JT top 10 as well. Siwoo Kim's been playing some really good golf. Top 20 at plus 130. Let's go. And how about Taylor Pendrith recently, Ooh. Cam? Top 20 at plus 210. He's got some good finishes on some hard courses.
He hits it a mile, too. Deputy Prime Minister Pendrith. Good pick there, Carver. I like that. Part of my caucus. Let's go. Top 10s. We got Colin Morikawa at plus 160. Carver's got it outright. This is the perfect track for him to get it done. Justin Thomas, top 10, plus 180. I'm going back to Sepp Straka. Trendy pick this week, but for a top 20, you're going to give me plus money. I'll take it. JJ Spahn, not the best course history, but a guy who's trending in great directions right now. And that's good enough for me. Top 20. JJ Spahn's underrated. And Bud Cauley almost got him last week at 80-1, Carver. Remember, this is the tournament where he actually had the injury and the accident that took him out of golf for a while. What a redemption story that would be if Cauley actually won or finished high in this tournament. Plus 190 for a top 20 is exceptional.
Everybody loves Bud Cauley, Cam. Nice job by you getting him in the mix here. All right, first round leaders, let's go. Doing the same thing on 3 weeks in a row. Scheffler, first round leader, 12-1. If he's under 3-1 to win the whole thing, this is the only way I see to play him. Cantlay at 35, Fleetwood at 40, Dangerous Denny at 45. Then three longer bombs. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox at 80-1. He's always sniffing around on Thursdays. Cam Davis at 90. Adam Hadwin has a top five finish.
Wow.
110-1. More Canadian flavor as they get ready for next week.
Carver moving to Canada, two Canucks, new dude booted. Let's go with Morikawa, 22-1 for the first round leader. Fleetwood Mac, can we get it done at 40? Hey, Rye, you knocked me out of Joe Cervenka Survivor pool, you jerk, but I'm a forgiving guy. I'll take you this week at 50-1. Harris English, hello. And I love booze. Give me Steven Yeager at 65-1. Hot start.
Quickly, Cam, 20 seconds. U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills. Who do you got?
I like Lydia Ko at 22-1 and the Aussie Hannah Green at 50-1. Let's rock, Carver. Big golf week.
I'll take Nelly Korda. I think she was around 14. That's way too much for Nelly. I'm going to be going with her for that.
Yeah.
There you go. The Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. The Memorial Jack's Tournament. Coast to coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So they've already tapped into the memorial. They'll do it again next hour, Carver High and Stewie. But we get back to the drawing board for the Thunder game tonight against the T-Wolves in the Paycom and OKC. And what's happening there? Why don't we start with the coach of the T-Wolves and what their problems are?
Yep. As we look to close it out tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder, we'll start on the Timberwolves side of things. Here is Chris Finch. OKC's been playing some very aggressive defense, maybe too aggressive in his eyes, but hey, that's the way that it goes.
Well, we've seen this level of physicality before, not only from OKC, but throughout the playoffs. You know, we have that in us. I think we could have been a little bit more physical ourselves. I think off ball, they were super handsy. You know, I saw a lot of off ball contact. Their off ball defense was largely focused on trying to jam him up and keep him from being able to get the ball in clean space.
They did that perfectly.
I find it also a little interesting that throughout the entire series there, I can't remember an off ball foul that's been called.
This guy's
four
crying.
Games, which
honestly,
is kind of unique.
Some,
so that's just a speaks volume to the credit to their off ball defense. So.
Let me tell you something. Here's what's going to happen. Randall and Reed and Alexander Walker, all are free agents. They're all going to make way more money somewhere else. So they're not going to sign them. Tonight is the end of their little run. Their little, let's not call it anything more than that. They went to the Western Conference Finals last year, right? And then they went back this year. But they never got it done, right? And now the team's going to break up. That's what's going to happen. There's no way they can pay all three of those guys with the amount of money that they're going to get in raises, the three of them. Randall, that's why the Knicks got rid of him. They knew they weren't going to pay him. They were never going to give him the money that he's going to command now. But, you know, buyer beware. Like, you know, I've said this, I don't know how many times, this guy will have 30 one night, the next night he'll have 5. Like, this guy takes off like he's an airplane. Honestly, like, he just takes nights off. Like, literally, like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, proof's in the pudding. Just take a look. Last game, he had 5. Like, and then what? Tonight, he's going to step up big? And then the next night, he's going to have 5? Like, he's not worth the money. I think the best thing the Knicks ever did was get rid of him. Now he's going to leave there. Mark my words. Now, here's the deal. I know you're going to play the other coaches. I don't even want to get to the picking it yet.
Yeah. Here's the other side of Mark Deneau getting ready for his team to maybe take a step into the NBA Finals tonight. They are not worried about any of that. It is always one game at a time for the Thunder.
Yeah, we just try to make a habit of staying very present, and we've tried to do that for years now. You know, so that's not like a playoff skill. That's hopefully in the water, at least in terms of our ideals. You know, like, it's hard to stay present. You know, it's easy to slip into the past or slip into the future. But we've tried to do a good job of grounding into the moment and just handling the next challenge in front of us, the next game in front of us. If we're in the game, the next possession in front of us, and just trust the compounding nature of just stacking those games and stacking those possessions and stacking those days. And this team's done an unbelievable job of that. And I think that's where we access our best. So that'll be important for us in game 5 as it is every night.
Yeah, that was very sophisticated. I just want to say that in layman's stoner terms, they're just better. They're just way better than this team. They're kicking their ass because they're better. And they're going to finish them off tonight.
Probably going to finish them off tonight. It would not surprise me in the least if that is the case. We will come back and I will give you all the numbers for this evening, including the most bet player props and everything else that goes along with it. I did want to give you this before we go to the break. 9-4 White Sox lead the Mets. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. Mets do have a couple of runners on, but they are chasing five. Meanwhile, the Astros...
That's over.
It's over. 5-3 Astros as they just got a couple of runs here in the seventh. 3 to take the lead over the A's. They'll go to the eighth now. We're holding that two-run lead. Still 1-0 Pirates over the Diamondbacks. Skeens looking good. And the Marlins and the Padres are underway at Petco. Scoreless as they hit the top of the second inning.
And the Brewers won that game in 10. The Brewers won.
Walked them off again. Second day in a row, Brewers walked off the Red Sox.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Luke, I am your father. Just escaped jury duty. That is just fantastic news. And then I think he's got a 3-year clearance. I mean, he's celebrating like he just won the Stanley Cup. He just ran out of the building to go play downstairs at Bellwoods, the Lotto, at the little liquor store or whatever it is. They got the 7-Eleven down there, whatever it is. They got the monster drinks and the Lotto. He's going to go play the Lotto right now because he doesn't have to do the jury duty. Is the worst thing that ever happened to the free world. It's the worst. I mean, honestly,
it really is.
Don't get me started. I can't do it again. I cannot talk about it again. That's the worst thing ever. If you get that in the mail, run. Jump.
You never want to get country. That. It's the worst. It really is. It is the absolute worst. Let's give you the numbers for tonight. As we mentioned, Minnesota looking to stay alive at the Paycom against the Thunder in OKC. Here is what we are looking at for this one, Scotty. 8:30 East tip, -8.5 for the Thunder. 220.5 is the total.
I got to be honest with you. All right, so I already said, my son thinks, and he's a huge Thunder fanatic, he thinks that the Timberwolves are going to cover the 8.5 in a closeout game, that they'll throw the kitchen sink at him. I'm along the lines of Gabe and you, that they're going to whack him. I mean, I'm thinking, same thing, 12, 15, 20 points. Somewhere in that, 12, 15, 20. That's how good they are. This is a waste of time. Just get it over with. If they really want it, just bury them and finish them. They're better anyway. They're better on both ends of the floor. They got a better coach. They're better at everything. They're better at everything. So you know what this is? This is a vacation. Beat them, and they got time off until the finals to do whatever the F they want. And it's now or never. You do not want to go back to Minneapolis for any reason whatsoever. Finish it tonight in their building. And they play great in that building. I mean, that place is lit. And the over.
It is lit. Yeah, probably the over. I think I'm just going to go. I'm just going to lay the 8.5. I think they'll smash them. You just look at – it's kind of been that way. When these teams have had an opportunity at home to shut things down in the NBA playoffs, sometimes – look what Oklahoma City did at home in Game 7 against Denver. They whacked them. Look at the first round. They whacked them. I just don't see them messing around tonight with this team. They got them by the throat, and I think that they are going to step on it. As far as the most bet player props, Hartenstein under 6.5 points. Caruso under 14.5 points, rebounds, assists. Alexander Walker over 9.5 points. Rudy Gobert under 7.5 points. Hartenstein under 16.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Okay, so the Hartenstein under of 16.5 in PRA, I think he's wrong. I think he'll go over. I think the under with him at the 6.5 points is insane. I think he'll go over that. And then I think Caruso is going to go over that on the 14.5 PRA. And I think the I think Alexander Walker goes under. And I have no problem with Rudy Gobert under. Here's what's going to happen. Their defense is so good that the T-Wolves are going to shoot like crap all night. That's what's going to happen. They just aren't. They're in that building. They're not going to shoot well.
They
and
are
if
not.
If they want to win, Edwards has to have 40 plus, and yeah, Randall has to have 30 plus.
Ant is 26.5 right now, is where they have Ant listed at. Randall 16.5 for him, just for points.
No one has faith in them because, like, that defense is so good. They make, like, both of them look like they suck as players. Like, that last game was so embarrassing for Edwards and for Randall that they both look like they just are hacks. Like, I watched them, like, I literally said during a game, that's a superstar? That dude's a superstar? Like, I score more points than that. Honestly, I had 23. He had, what, 16? It's embarrassing. He can't handle that defense. He doesn't know what to do. And then he, after the game, says, I didn't struggle. My man's tripping.
Admit for it. Him
they're,
to say that
they're
he,
breaking
for,
your onions, bruh. It's real
that's
simple.
Precisely
I'm getting
what
shut
they're
down.
Doing. And look, and this is going to be a long off season for him if this goes down tonight and they're finished. Because this is, you know, look, it's 2 years in a row where okay, made it to the West Finals, but you know, got humbled both years in the West Finals. Last year with Luka in Dallas, and now this year with OKC.
That's why he doesn't want to be the face, because he isn't.
Well, right. And look, I think that this is a lot of these guys now. I don't think a lot of these guys want to be the face of the league.
They just want lots of money. That's what they want.
They just want their money and they want a ball. And they don't want to deal with, like, doing interviews and doing all this stuff. Like, even a few of the Thunder guys, right? Like, you watch, like, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren. Like, they're at these press conferences and they're like, they're on their phones, just like, then, like they don't
how
want
about your boy
don't
Edwards.
Nobody.
How many kids has he got now? I mean, he's got like 15 lovers. My man's
I
got one
know.
In every
his
village.
Extra,
he's got a chick in every town. He got three on speed dial everywhere he goes. Somebody said the reason he's playing so bad is he hasn't been getting any.
Well, I don't know the particulars of his extracurricular activities.
I do.
I do not.
He's the devil.
To know
he's the devil.
There you go. Minnesota and OKC tonight, game number 5. All right. I got lots of baseball to get to. So why don't we start that off and then we'll keep rolling that through the rest of this hour. We're watching these live games too. Let's start with the Yankees last night. How about the Bombers who have been rolling right now? They beat the Angels 3-2. And you did say yesterday you wanted one of the two guys. We weren't sure who was going to be in the lineup. They actually both ended up being in the lineup, and Dominguez sat. But sure enough, Ben Rice on the YES Network. Big fly to right field.
Drive, right field. Adele back, turning, looking, see ya. A home run for Ben Rice. And the Yankees lead 1-0 on the long solo shot.
What has he got, 11 now? Rice-A-Roni, we ring the bell again. Ding, ding.
For Rice-A-Roni there last night. But really, I thought the story of the game, Scotty, was Carlos Rodon,
yes,
who
sir.
Has really changed not just my opinion, but many Yankee fans' opinion of him since he signed here a couple of years ago. Looked awful that first year. 7 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts. Has a 1.27 ERA in his last 8 starts. He's got 90 strikeouts now this year. That is second in the American League to Scooble. Stunning to me how good he has been when they've needed him the most, right? Like, they needed someone to really step up with Cole not pitching this year, and he's now earning every dollar, that huge contract the Yankees gave him a couple of years ago.
Listen, I'm going to go. So, Rodon, Street Chicken, Warren, and then I'm going to say Yarbrough has blown my mind. And then I'm going to say that we already knew Dreamweaver was great. And I think that Williams has found his stuff. He was like the most abused Yankee, bar none. They were abusing him. The media, the fans, giving him the business. They pulled him from the closer role. And as the setup guy, like last night he closed the game. And as the setup guy, he's been next to brilliant since they gave him that job. I think the reason the Yankees are so good this year is pretty simple. Judge and the others that have been able to pop, like Rice Cerrone and Goldschmidt, and it's more so the pitching. The starting pitching and their relief in the back end of that bullpen is as good as it gets in baseball. That's why the Yankees have a huge lead and why they're winning and sweeping series.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Carver, hi. Chris Missile is up with the bases loaded, nobody out against Gallon of Milk, and a 1-0 Pirate lead. They're in the top of the fifth. Sacks jam. Triolo just hit one to left to load the bases. And now you got Cruz Missile, and he's been hot lately. He's been hitting home runs, as we talked about yesterday. Let's see if he can do some damage here and break this game open. This is an enormous at-bat. He's at 273 with the bases loaded in his career with a home run. So let's see if he can pop one out. They got him on swing there, unfortunate.
Can't have that. So let's see if the Cruz Missile can make it happen here against Gallon Milk. While we wait on that, let me give you the last of my Yankee stuff. They have a 7-game lead in the American League East now, and it's the first time they've had a 7-game lead in May since 1998, which ended up being a pretty good year for them.
Yeah, championship.
That was an historic year for them. It's the first time they've had a 7-game lead in any month since 2022. So 3 years ago was the last time for that. Their World Series odds were 8-1, opened, plus 750 last week, now 6-1. They've won 7 straight series. They have won 15 of their last 19. They are 7 games up, and they have the best run differential in baseball. The Yankees dominating the AL East.
How about it? I mean, how about it? I have, you know, something to be happy about and enjoy. I mean, they are tough.
Well,
they are every night tough. Like, they show up every night, which is what I like to see. Like, these guys are pitching and these guys are getting good at bats, and they play, you know, I think relatively decent defense. So they're fun to watch all of a sudden on a nightly basis. I watched them, I told you, Sunday. I watched the whole game, and it's rare that I watch a whole game anymore because they're so boring. I don't know what's more boring, a whole baseball game or the WNBA.
it is kind of boring to sit through the entire thing. That's why I like that Red Zone thing at night I watch while I'm doing the show, because it just flicks back and forth to all the games, and I can just see guys hitting home runs. That's really all that I'm in it for anyway. And one last Yankee cherry on top for you, since it's that kind of day. And remember, the Red Sox were supposed to win the AL East this year. They were supposed to have the best team in the American League East this year.
Title time.
You sent me this morning, so we might as well go with it, too. This was going into today, obviously. Aaron Judge, 395, 18 homers, 47 RBIs. Soto, 228, 8 homers, 25 RBIs. Cross town with the
Mets. I mean, Soto's just looked fantastic in Queens. You know, he's got that same stench as the Borough.
It has not been good. A good couple months to start the year for Juan Soto. I'm sure he'll snap out of it. I'm sure that it's coming, that he's going to do that. Your boy Tatis up right now. I just flicked the Friar game
on. Oh, we got, oh, no, wait. What just happened here?
Oh, no. Are they in commercial?
Probably made it out. I'm losing weight over here. What just happened? So they're losing this game, but they threw an error and the Pirates are scoring runs. And how are they losing? It's impossible. They just butchered that score. It has to be wrong. What's the score, Mike? It can't be right. They were up 1-0.
I have got 1-0 Pirates is what I have right now.
All right, well, it's got to be 3 now. It's 3-0. They put up 2-1 Arizona. The Sportsnet Pittsburgh butchered it. It's 3-0. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
That's a bad job by the guys in the graphics truck. You know, those guys are now going to hear it from their superiors that they added the 2 runs to the wrong team. I guess
so. What, he had a ground double ball to the second baseman, easy double play ball, but he threw it into left field.
Oh, what a shame. So 3-0 Pirates. They are not good for gallon
and
of milk.
Second and third, nobody out.
Okay, so there you go. We're rocking and rolling Skeens now with the Buccos.
At a 109, let's go. Skeens Day, let's go.
Cardinals beat the Orioles 7-4 last night. They played in a driving rain all night. How about the Cardinals, their last 22 games, 17-5. They've scored 113 runs. They've only allowed 66. They are now second in the NL Central.
Screw them.
3 games back of the Cubbies, and if the season ended today, they would be the third wild card in the National League.
Here we go with them in the postseason again.
I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. They will not do this all year. They are not doing the voodoo hex on them
right now.
I'm telling you, they're not making the playoffs. They're not good enough. There's a good, really good stretch for them. They're peaking too early in the season. They got four more months to go.
Bitten by rattlesnakes.
Phillies beat the Braves 2-0 last night. The note in that game, other than the fact that the Braves can't hit, Bryce Harper left the game after being hit on the elbow in the first inning by Strider. X-rays were negative. It was precautionary. They took him out of the game. Looks like he would have been all right. We won't know if he would have been in the lineup tonight because they have already washed that one away this evening.
So have you ever hit your funny bone on, you know, the elbow and how bad it hurts? Imagine getting hit with a 100-mile-an-hour heater right on the elbow that you've had reconstructed. He had elbow surgery.
Yes, he did have elbow surgery. So there you go. Harper going to be okay, which is a good thing. We already talked about the Brewers. That was a Yelich grand slam that they walked off with last night, by the way, against the Red Sox after they got to Chapman in the 9th and then they won it in the 10th. Reds beat the Royals 7-2. Rangers beat the Jays 2-0. I think I could slide one more in here, Luke. Cubs beat the Rockies 4-3 in 11 innings. Matt Shaw doing the honors on Marquee.
He's the guy that matters. The other way, a little flare. Birdie around third. Matt Shaw, your hero. Ball game. Cubs win.
The guy who's a Bob with shoes and wannabe.
That's Boog Shambi there on Marquee.
That's my
Boog Shambi getting involved on the Marquee Network.
I love Boog.
We'll come back. Even though the Pirates are playing now, there's no way that I wasn't going to give you the cannonball from Brian Reynolds last night in the big Pirate comeback. So we'll do that. And then I've got some other numbers for you for Major League Baseball. And then I've got games tonight.
He's up right now, this guy Reynolds, with his big night last night. Would they score 7 runs in that 8th inning? So
they certainly did.
They're up 3-0 here. They got runners on second and third with one out, and Reynolds is the batter. I wish this guy would turn it on and start getting hot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, my God. On a full count pitch, Reynolds lined it out to the first baseman, almost knocked the guy over, but he made the play and nobody scored. So they still got second and third, two outs. They got Canario up. They might as well have a canary up. He can't hit. He's swinging through stuff. He's missing like he was playing softball. You know, honestly, it's just embarrassing. I can't even take it. But thank God they won last night. They're up 3-0 today. Skeens is the man. I think he can hold it down. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is one of those days, and you talk about this a lot. Skeens hasn't had, you know, maybe the same start to this year that he had last year. He's had a couple good outings, but this is one of those times. He's thrown 59 pitches through four innings. They've given him a three-run lead. He got to, you know, get that at least in the bullpen with
and
that.
Canary struck out on three pitches. This guy's a femme.
Yeah, and a canary.
Honestly.
It's Canary. We said the Pirates were starting to build, like, some semblance of a lineup. I don't know if that Canario is part of that. I'm not sure if he's
that guy's
answer.
Like the Yankees 7-8-9.
Yeah, that's unfortunately. And he's hitting cleanup. For the Pirates. And he's farther than 7-8-9.
Oh, God.
I said I was going to give you this, even though it was last, they're playing right now and it was last night. Pirates had a huge comeback in Arizona against the Snakes, and it was capped off by Brian Reynolds hitting this three-run shot in the eighth. Sportsnet Pitt, clear the decks.
Drive to left field.
He was 4-for-4, had the home run, his seventh, three RBI, scored two runs, had a great game. He's hitting the ball. He just tore the cover off it on that line drive, got robbed of two RBIs right there. But the guy was in a perfect position to make the snag on the line drive. I mean, he ripped his ball to right like nobody's business. And the guy, honestly, when the guy caught it, it looked like his hand broke. That's how hard he hit the ball. The guy at first base was like, oh, son of a. Oh, yeah, this look on his face. Like, you remember when you were a kid and somebody threw a heater at you and it hit you in the middle of the hand and it hurt and ruined your day? One of those.
Mariners beat the Nationals 9-1 last night. They teed off in the first inning against Mitchell Parker. Lewis can't lose. Julio Rodriguez started that party on Mariners TV.
Just as he goes into his windup, you try to look off to the side.
Oh. Fly ball, left field.
And afterwards, he was like signing balls in the dugout with some little kid at the end of the dugout. I don't know if you saw that. That kid got, not only did he sign his ball, he gave him multiple fist bumps.
Yeah, he did give him multiple fist bumps. And then after that, I think Raleigh homered twice.
Oh, he did.
That. Not once, but twice. Cal Raleigh went yard. So the Mariners with a big win there. Ohtani homered last night. He's the first in the majors to 20 homers. That was his third straight game. He did not homer, of course, this afternoon in the Dodger loss, but 20 home runs for Ohtani now. We talked about the Padres. They were down 6-0, and before they even swung a bat, they were down 6-0 to the Fish last night, but they rallied to win their third straight. They're 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth here against Alcantara. The Red Sox traded pitcher Sean Newcomb to the A's for what else? Cash. Everybody loves cash. $50. Bang, right on the table.
There you go.
Cash for Sean Newcomb. And the White Sox traded catcher Matt Theis to the Tampa Bay Rays.
Charles
for
Theis.
A minor league player. Your boy Theis, of course, that is Luke's favorite player in the major leagues, as you know. So he's now going to be playing in Tampa. Nice job for him. Saya Suzuki and Taylor Ward named the MLB Players of the Week, NL and AL. for that as well. I will come back and give you the best and the worst, the over-unders, and more, and then get into tonight's games. Like I said, we've already lost a game tonight in Philly, and I'd have to imagine, Scotty, I haven't seen them cancel Baltimore yet, but if Philly's not going to play, I'd have to imagine they're going to have problems there as well. But they played in a driving rain last night, so maybe they'll just do it again tonight and get the Cardinals.
Everything was fine here until you started talking about it pouring, and now it's pouring here.
Cold heels done, too. Cold heels got whacked for tonight. They're finished.
Everyone washed. It's unfortunate.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.